You might like to open your Bibles to John chapter 1. Father, we again are thankful that we can assemble here this day. And Lord, indeed our hearts are glad. Glad for our Savior, glad that you've saved us, such as we. And Lord, might we just be encouraged, even this hour, as I bring forth your word. Lord, might it do a work in our hearts that need to be done, that we would be leaving rejoicing for our Savior, rejoicing that we have a new life. Well, thank you in Christ's name. Amen. All right, you should all be in John. I got to get in John. In Genesis chapter 1, it starts out, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. So in John chapter 1, it starts off, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. The life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Verse 9. That was the true light, speaking of Christ. He was the true light, light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Going back to verse 5, and the light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Why couldn't they see the light? The light came into the world, the light came into darkness. If this room was completely dark, completely black, and someone walked in with a flashlight, you think you'd see it?
Sure.
But why didn't they see this light? Same situation. The room is completely black. Someone comes in with a light, and you're all blind. Would you see the light?
No.
That's what happened here. He was in the world. The world was made by him, and the world knew him not. They couldn't see the light. They were blind. The story goes, in an open-air meeting on a Glasgow green in Scotland, a man stood up and said, friends, I don't believe in judgment. I don't believe in heaven. I don't believe in hell. In fact, I don't even believe in God, for I've never seen them. Another man stood up saying to the crowd, you tell me the River Clyde runs close by. You tell me there are trees and grass growing about us. You tell me the sun is shining and that people are standing here. There are no such things. It's untrue. I've never seen any of these things. For I was born blind. Then turning to the unbeliever, he said, the more you talk, the more you expose your ignorance, because you are spiritually blind and cannot see. Blindness. We're all born blind spiritually. Sin is blindness. Look at John, Gospel of John, chapter 3. Skipping down to verse 19. And this is the condemnation, this is the judgment, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. The world loves blindness. The world loves darkness, so it can do its thing. Do you love darkness? Do you love blindness? Ephesians, another place. Epistle of Ephesians, chapter 4. Blindness is a terrible thing, spiritual blindness especially. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Because of that blindness, because of sin, we are separated, alienated from the life of God. We are alienated, separated from light, the light of God. Light has come into the world, and the world knew him not. What is it they didn't see? What is it that sin blocked out? Book of Romans. Going back after Acts, Romans. Look at a couple places. Romans chapter 3. Verse 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are altogether become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. They're in darkness. They refuse even to see the truth of that. There's none righteous. The world goes around seeking self-righteousness. That's their righteousness. But that's not the righteousness that God demands. Verse 23, same chapter. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned. All fail to meet God's standard. All fall short of God's standard. I don't see that. I'm blind. Romans 5, 12. Another verse. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Why do we die? Why do we have to die? I shared this in my Sunday school class. My mother, when we were kids, my sister asked my mother, why do people have to die? My mother says, because if they didn't die, there'd be no more room left on the earth. Blind to the truth. Why do we die? Sin. Isaiah 59, 2, you don't have to turn there. It says, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God. And your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Separated from God. Divided. God Can't even look at you. Can't even look at sin. Thus, if you're still in Romans, back to Romans chapter 3, chapter 6. A verse you're all familiar with, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death. The payment of sin, the result of sin is death. But the good news is the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We have no righteousness. We're all sinners. We're all dead in our sins. We're all separated from our sins, separated from God. And God gives us the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So let's look at this free gift that he gives us. Still in Romans, we'll go back to chapter 5. And I'll start in verse 7. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare die. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, while we were still sinning, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, separated from God, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. We are now reconciled to God, no longer separated. So one of the free gifts then is being reconciled, the reconciliation to God. 1 John. The Epistle of 1 John, chapter 4. Verse 10. I'm going to back up a little bit here. Verse 9. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. The propitiation, that would be the atoning sacrifice, the satisfying offering, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins. God's love for us was to sacrifice his own Son. That's the only thing that would satisfy God. Your righteousness, my righteousness, isn't going to do it. Good works aren't going to do it. Only his Son and take away our sins. Another verse that was shared this morning, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse verse 21, speaking of Jesus Christ and God, "For God the Father hath made Christ," made him, Christ, "to be sin for us, who knew no sin. He bore our sins," the innocent one, "bore our sins, reason, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." The free gift. In Christ, we have the righteousness of God. When God sees us, he sees Christ. He sees Christ, he sees his righteousness. He sees the standard that he requires. Another place, 1 Peter. We'll look at three places in 1 Peter. Verse 18, 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 18. "For as much as you know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, that silver and gold, or from your vain conversations received by tradition from your fathers, but how are we redeemed? We're redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." The blood of Christ redeems us. God's sacrificial lamb. The Lamb of God. Chapter 2. Let's start in verse 21. "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who did not sin, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes he were healed." His own self bore our sins, my sins, your sins, in his own body on the tree. That was us, nailed to the tree. Thus we can live in righteousness because we are healed by his stripes. In chapter 3, one more place, verse 18. Chapter 3, verse 18. "For Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." Again, that he might bring us to God. No longer does our sins and iniquity separate us from God. Jesus Christ, the light of the world, has made it possible for us to be reunited with God. Quickened in the Spirit, giving us new life. So we are now reconciled. We have the righteousness of God. We are redeemed by the blood of Christ. We are healed, no longer separated. And finally, Colossians chapter 2. Our salvation has nothing to do with us. It's nothing that we did deserves to give us salvation. It's all of Christ, what Christ did. In Colossians chapter 2, skipping down to, I'm going to go all the way back to verse 12. It says, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who has raised him up, has raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Verse 14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. We who were dead in sins have been made alive and raised from the dead. He's quickened us together with Christ, having forgiven us all sins and blotting out the handwriting of ordinances against us. Think of that, blotting it out. It's like if you had a blackboard, you're listing all your sins on the blackboard, and then he erases them all. He erases it with the blood of Christ. Not with your righteousness, not with my righteousness, not with my good works, not with your good works, not with my money, not with your money, but with the blood of Christ. In a small western town lived a doctor noted for his skill and his piety. After his death, when the books were examined, several accounts had written across them in red ink. Forgiven, too poor to pay. His wife, who was of a different disposition, decided that these accounts must be paid and sued for the money. The judge said, is this your husband's handwriting in red ink? She replied, yes, it was. Then, said the judge, there's not a court in the land that can obtain money where he has written forgiven. Are you forgiven? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? There's not a court in the world that's going to call you guilty. When God says, I have blotted out your sins, we are released forever from the debt that we owe him. Once I was blind, but now I see. Are you one of those that see? Are you still wandering around in darkness? Light has come into the world. And the world believed not. Came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power, the authority to become the sons of God. We don't want to be blind fools, ignorant of the truth, closed to the light In the beginning, light came into the world. Light has come into our lives. Are our eyes closed or are they open? We can thank God for his love, for sending his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you love darkness or do you love light? The world loves darkness. They hate light. What about you? If it wasn't for light, I wouldn't be able to see any of this. If I was blind, physically blind, I would have a hard problem. But God has provided for us life with him forever through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we're going to commemorate today. Father, we thank you. Thank you again for sending your only begotten Son, the great love that you have for us, that we might be redeemed, we might be reconciled to thee, we might be forgiven, we might have the newness of life that you've given us, that we can share with you for all eternity. Thank you, in Christ's name, amen.